You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to set three, tied at one set apiece. Let's do a Huron Community Campus timeout again. $40 credit hours at Huron Community Campus for in-person classes, the best value in higher education in South Dakota. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I've not been able to get any updates here. There we go. Harrisburg is now up two sets to none on O'Gorman, 25-18, 25-23. That's number one against number two. Jefferson's up two sets to none on Washington. Watertown has swept Aberdeen, 25-16, 15, and 16. See if we got anything else. Lincoln and Roosevelt are tied at one set apiece. Brookings up two sets to none on Pierre. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So each team has basically dominated a set. We have had no lead changes yet in either set. Huron will start the third set with Maddie Juergens serving. Back row, Brandon on serve receive. Set to the left for Hetland. Blocked back by Huron. Block kill. Huron leads 1-0. Gergen was there. Carr was there trying to tell who actually made that play. It is Carr with the block kill, her third kill. 1-0 Huron. Serve receive Mitchell. Set in the middle, and Seamson will just have to tip it. Set across by Gergen. Mitchell back set. Hetland will just free ball, and there's Juergens in the corner, set across. Davis with the hit to the corner, goes long. We're tied at one. Tally, the seventh grader, will serve for Mitchell. I should probably quit calling that. It sounds like that's her name, Tally, the seventh grader. Tally will serve for Mitchell. To the corner, Knight. Gergen sets. Here's Carr from the middle to the corner. We have a whistle and a neck call on Mitchell. Boy, and that... Haven't seen a lot of net calls tonight. That might actually be the first one. 2-1 lead here on the air by Mitchell. Davis again with the serve for the Huron Tigers. Davis to the corner, serve receive. Tally, and that will go off to the right. An ace for Huron. And Allie Davis, Huron up 3-1. Davis, her second ace. Davis again delivers the serve, and that will drop in front of Brandon for another ace. 4-1 lead here on. Back-to-back aces, Allie Davis. Davis, back row, Brandon handles that one. Set, here's the left side hit, and too long by Van Overshield. Air by Mitchell, and it's 5-1. And, well, the pattern continues. Team that scores first builds a lead. Still early, though. We're in set three. Davis with the serve. Brandon down to get that one. Solik will back set it. Right side it. Cross court. Nice dig by Juergens. Set for Knight. Her hit. Cross court. Mitchell able to dig it out. Van Overshield will hit to the corner. Nice dig over there by Juergens. Here comes Knight, and she'll just bump it across. Brandon hustles to get the dig. Right side hit. Blocked and went through the block. That'll be a kill for Mitchell. Seamson now, she has six kills. Huron at the block there, but it went straight down on the Huron side of the net, 5-2. Mitchell gets one back. Brannon, the libero, serving for the Colonels. Serve received Juergens. Knight slides, but goes over the line. The pass from the back row, really not on target. Knight did her best. Was able to get under it, but unfortunately slid and went over the center line. 5-3, Mitchell back within two. Brannon serves to the corner. There's Davis from the net. Gergen, here's the push across. Blocked back by Mitchell. Tip back. Who's got control? Tip by Carr, but again, Mitchell. Hetland got a couple of blocks in there. There's a block by Mitchell. Dug out, though, by Tally. Hit across by Van Overshield. Set to the left. Here's the hit by Knight. Cross court, and that eats up Van Overshield on the cross court hit. Addie Knight with the kill. Huron goes up 6-3. Knight now with six kills. And Hilton Hines on the serve for the Huron Tigers. Hines just off the top of the net, and it rolls down for the ace. Again, not much he can do on serve receive when it hits all the tape and then just rolls over. Hilton Hines with the ace. Three aces already in this set for Huron, up 7-3 in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Serve to the corner, serve received, Brannon. Set across, they hit by Hetland, finds the open corner, nobody home there. Have Hetland a little more on the pin now instead of the middle, 7-4. Mitchell back within three. Seventh kill for Kinsey Hetland, 6-2 sophomore. Serving is Seamson, and not a great serve receive, and Huron can't get it over. 7-5, Mitchell back within two. Not a good pass from the back row, and nobody else can make contact to it. In Addie Seamson to serve. Serve received, Davis. Gergen will set in the middle. Meg Moradeth taps it back row. Tally plays it. Left side, Van Overschill dumps it in the middle, right in front of Hines. And Mitchell back within one, 7-6. Van Overschill has her fifth kill. 7-6, Huron leading. Seamson serving off the top of the net and stays on the Mitchell side. Huron was not going to be able to make a play on that if it had rolled over, but it is a service error. And Huron back up 8-6. First service error this set, three total for Mitchell. Serving is Gergen. Going down to get it on serve receive, Van Overschild. Hetland will hit. Dug out, and Huron just can't get to it. Illegal hit can go on Dreyer. All it was a simple free ball by Mitchell, and Huron just couldn't get underneath the ball. 8-7, Mitchell back within one. Emma Haig to serve for the Mitchell Colonels. And serve receive, back row Knight. Knight with the back line attack to the corner. Seamson able to get over to it, and she'll hit it across. I thought she was free-balling, and then it just kind of went stage left tally. Not sure if that's what she intended to do. Bottom line, point Huron, 9-7. Addison Knight to serve for the Huron Tigers. Knight floats it back row. Haig on serve receive. Set across for Tally. Blocked at the net. Meg Moradeth. Mitchell digs it out. Free-balls it. Pass ahead, Hines, Davis from the middle, pops it to the corner. Haig is there. Back set, right side, they hit. Seamson dumps it in front of the back row. Again, she has just seen the court, and she's finding that open spot between levels. 9-8. Mitchell back within one. Seamson now with seven kills. Serving is Hetland. Now, I'm starting to think, was Seamson actually a back row attacker there? I think she might have been. Serve is long by Hetland. Service error puts Huron back up by 10. I'd like to see that over again. Service error on Hetland. Huron back up by 2, 10-8. Second service error this set on Mitchell. They have four total. And again, it's Madeline Gray. She's getting some serving time here tonight. She'll serve again for Huron. Pop it to the back row. Brannon bumped ahead. Tally will pop it back row. Kept alive by Knight. Here's Davis from the middle. Back row dug out by Brannon. Set across to the left. Tally with the hit. Down the line off the net. That eats up Gergen. Tally with the kill. That's her third. First of this set. Again, 10-9. Mitchell within one. Now, Seamson is in the front row as Solik checks in to serve and set for Mitchell, 10-9. And we didn't have a proper substitution there, I guess. Now we will. 10-9, we're knotted up at one set apiece. Huron blew out the first set 25-8. Mitchell answered with an easy set win, 25-13 in set two. Mitchell trying to tie here with Kenneth Solik. Serve received to Hines, set over to the right. They hit by Dreyer, pops it in the middle, froze. Mitchell, nobody made a move for it. She just popped it into the back row. Huron back up by 2, 11-9. Dreyer with four kills, her first since the first set. Meg Moradeth out as Jurgens in, serve receive. Here's the set from the middle, hit by Hetland, dug out by Hines, bumped ahead. Here comes Davis. She'll tip from the middle and pop it right in the campfire. Brannon kind of froze on it. And Huron gets the lead back up to 3-12-9. Allie Davis, her third kill, first of this set. Juergens again with the serve. Serve receive Haig, bumped by Solik. Here comes the hit. Seamson finds the open corner. And boy, those corners have been open for Huron tonight. Mitchell back within two at 12-10. Seamson, I have her for eight kills. Nia Talley serving for Mitchell. Serve receive Hines, bumped by Gergen. Davis off that left pin, dug out by Mitchell. Right side, Van Overschild. There's the dig, back row by Hines. Quick set across Gergen. Mitchell digs it out. Brannon passes ahead. Here comes Seamson again. Tigers a block on it. Back set, here's Carr, right side. Tiger or Mitchell gets a block, but then on the dig, Brannon couldn't get to it, and that'll be a four-hit attack. Kill for Chloe Carr. She has four, and Huron again up 3-13-10 in set three. Davis to serve for Huron. To the corner, serve receive Talley. Set to the left, the hit. Tigers got a block on it. Set by Gergen. This one for Knight goes long. Hitting air here on Mitchell back within two, 13-11 in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Ava Brannon serving for Mitchell. Back row, Davis goes down to get it. Overpass going to be tipped back by Van Overschild. Huron gets control from the middle, and Carr tried to go to the corner and went wide right. Mitchell back within one, 13-12. Huron just can't get that run to get some distance. Mitchell just keeps pecking away back at it. They have a chance to tie here with Brannon serving. Serve received Juergens. Back set across by Gergen. Mitchell, all off balance, third hit. Brannon will get it across. Huron almost didn't get to it. Here's Carr from the middle. The tip, Brannon dives, gets the dig. Right side, Seamson winds up and ties it. Couple of nice digs by Mitchell, and once they got it to Seamson, it was all over. We're tied at 13. And we have a timeout here on tied at 13 in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. You're on Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Tied at 13, but you feel Mitchell's the one riding some momentum right now. Huron's had the lead for the most part here in set three, but just haven't had to get that run to maybe get some space going. Trying to look, see if I got any other updates here. No new updates here from AA. So tied at 13, Huron using the first timeout of set three. Brannon to serve for Mitchell. Looking for the first lead of the set. Back set, Carr, right side, pops it in the middle. Right to Solik, right side. Seamson will hit cross court, dug out by Gergen. Bumped by Hines, Knight off that right side, pops it in the middle. Mitchell there, Van Overschild. Set back to her, Van Overschild to the corner. Juergens there, set for Knight again. She'll swing to the corner, dug out by Talley. Talley will free ball it, back row Hines. Set in the middle, the tip by Carr. Again, Mitchell digs it out. Left side and through the block, kill for Van Overschild. And Mitchell has their first lead of set three, 14-13. Serve, Davis from the back row. Gergen back sets across. Mitchell gets control of it, bump it ahead. Right side hit, Seamson again, drops it inside the line. She's going cross-court, and Huron's just not covering it. 15-13. That's five kills in this set for Seamson. She has 10 total. And Mitchell up 15-13. They're on a 5-0 run. Gergen sets. Knight tips in the middle. Van Overshield with the dig. Pass ahead. Tally will free ball right to Jurgens. Gergen the set. The hit by Carr drills it through the block. Hetland was there, but Carr was able to push it through. And here I'm back within one, 15-14. Chloe Carr with her fifth kill. Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Back row, serve, receive, tally, set in the middle. The hit by Hatlin drills it to the corner. Or excuse me, Audrey Miller with the kill. Miller with the kill, that's her fifth. And Mitchell back up by two, 16-14. Once Mitchell has been able to get their offense set up, Huron has not had a lot of answers from the pins. Serve goes long by Mitchell. Addie Seamson with the service error. Third service error on Mitchell this set. They have five total. Huron back within 16-15. Dreyer into the front row for Huron. Serving is Jency Gergen. Gergen back row. Brandon comes up to get it. Set to the left side. The hit. That goes long. Hitting air Miller. And we're tied at 16. So here on a chance to regain the lead. Serve coming from Jency Gergen. Tally goes down to get it. Back set and going to be a free ball by Mitchell. Gergen there. Pass ahead. Knight off that left side. Pops it back row to Brannon. Set by Seamson. Come off the left side. Van Overshield dug out by Davis. Back set. Here's Dreyer. Punches it up the middle. Mitchell gets over to it. No, free ball into the back row. Dug out by Hines. Free ball in the corner. Gergen covered, though, by Tally. Set back into the middle. Tipped by Mitchell. Here's the pass ahead. Knight again off that left side. Cross court through the block. Drops it in. And Huron regains the lead, 17-16. Addie Knight with seven kills, her second of this set. Huron up 17-16 in set three. Tied at one set apiece. Gergen to the corner. Serve, receive, Van Overshield. Miller will just tip it. Blocked at the net by Dreyer. Hit on the second hit by Knight. Mitchell digs it out. Brannon, quick set across Mitchell. Hines will set it up to Dreyer. Her hit off that right pin up the middle. Nice dig by Seamson. Right side hit into the back row. Dug out. Pass ahead by Gergen, or by Hines, and Knight will go cross court with the corner shot, and Huron goes up 18-16. I was trying to tell if Hines was setting in front of the spike line. Obviously wasn't. Knight with the kill, and Huron goes up by 2, 18-16. Mitchell timeout. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
30 stores in 12 states. Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
Huron a nice rally to go up 18-16. 4-0 for Huron. Each team has now burned a timeout. Huron Community Campus timeout, as it were. Jency Gergen to serve off the Colonel T.O. Macro serve received. Tally comes up to get it. Set to the left. Hit by Miller, I believe. Huron digs it out. Right side. Dreyer goes cross court. Block! And it lands in. Block kill. Audrey Miller. And Mitchell breaks the Huron run, and they're back within one at 18-17. Emma Haig will serve for Mitchell as they try to tie it back up. Tight third set after the first two were basically blowouts. One on each side of the net. Serve receive. Kind of handcuffs Knight. Recovered by Hines, freeballed by Dreyer. Mitchell can set it up. Seamson across to Tally, left side, and that will eat. Gergen up trying to get the dig, and we're tied at 18. Tally with the kill. Nia Tally with her fourth kill. and tie it at 18. Haig again preparing to serve for the Mitchell Colonels. Davis down on serve receive, set. Right side hit, Knight off the top of the net. Mitchell digs it out. They'll track it down. Third hit, Haig will free ball. Hines on the dig. Back set. Here's Dreyer with the hit through the block, but right to Haig again. Set to the left. Here comes Talley through the block. Nice dig by Gergen. Kept alive Davis. Free balled by Hines. Mitchell again from the net this time. Set the hit. Miller drops it right in the middle. Nobody home. Audrey Miller took something off it. Now a 3-0 run by Mitchell, and they're up 19-18. Huron's going to burn their final timeout. 19-18, Mitchell leading in set three. Community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Chevrolet and Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron Community Campus timeout. Harrisburg sweeps O'Gorman, number one, sweeping number two, 25-18, 23-15. Again, Watertown swept Aberdeen, 3-0. Roosevelt up 2-1 on Lincoln. Jefferson up 2-1 on Washington. And Brookings has swept Pierre, 25-23, 14-18. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Mitchell up one. They will serve here on now out of timeouts. Back row, serve, receive, Knight. Gergen back sets right to Knight. Her hit back to the corner. Dug out by Seamson. Going to be a free ball by Talley. Gergen back sets. Here's Dreyer off that right pin. Nice dig by Haig in the back row. And going to be tipped across by Mitchell. Set. Here's the two-hand tip by Knight. Pushed across. Dug out by Brannon. Talley just going to have to bump it across. Overpass and drop down by Meg Mordeth. Mitchell, though, great dig by Haig to keep it off the floor. Back set. Here's Dreyer. She finds the open spot. Haig made a great pancake dig, but then you're sometimes out of position. And Dreyer able to connect on the kill. She's got five. We're tied at 19. The race to 25 is on. Knight serving. Brannon goes down to get it. Bumped ahead by Seamson. Right side hit Talley. Back row, Hines. Gergen will set for Davis. Left side taps it back row. Brannon there. Seamson has to come out to get it. Talley will free ball. Right to Hines from the net. Gergen set for Meg Mordeth from the middle. It got it through the block, and then the block kind of changed the trajectory, and Haig couldn't get a read on it. Meg Mordeth gives Huron a lead at 20-19. Eighth kill for Samantha, first of this set. Serve back to the corner. Knight. Haig is there. Seamson with the back set. Right side hit through the block. There's the answer. Audrey Miller defeats the Huron block. She has eight kills, four in this set. We're tied at 20. Miller will now serve for Mitchell and Hetland into the front row for the Colonels. Serve it back row, and that eats up Knight in the back row. That's an ace, and Mitchell goes up 21-20. Remember, Huron is out of timeouts. Miller with the ace. That's the first ace of this set for Mitchell. They're up 21-20. Huron needs to make some plays here. Miller serves, and that goes way long. Service error ties it at 21. Third, fourth service error on Mitchell this set. They have six total. Tied at 21. And Madeline Grace in to serve. And this is the rotation where Hilton Hines has to sit. Big serve here for the senior, Madeline Grace. To the corner, Brannon goes down and gets it. Set in the middle. Going to be tipped. Nice dig by Gergen over the net. And Huron flicks it back with Carr. Bumped by Brannon. Going to be put to the corner and hits the back line. Tally on the free ball hits the back line, and Mitchell back up 22-21. Tally with five kills, three in this set. Now Hines back on the floor. Mitchell up one, serving as Kenesolik, and of course that means that Seamson is in the front row, and Huron's really struggled with her in the front row. Serve receive Hines. Set for Davis. Her hit down the corner, and that eats up Haig in the back row. Allie Davis delivers a big kill. We're tied at 22. Fourth kill for Davis, second of this set. And Maddie Juergens on to serve for Huron, tied at 22 in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Juergens back row, serve receive Brannon. Set in the middle, the big hit, nobody home in the middle. Set it to Hetland in the middle, and nobody was even close to her. Hetland has eight kills. And Mitchell up 23-22. Serve into the net, we're tied at 23. Tally on the service error. Five service errors on Mitchell. Allie Davis serving, tied at 23 in set three. Davis into the net. Set point, Mitchell. We go back-to-back service errors. 24-23. Mitchell looking to take the lead in the match. Set point in set three. Serve to Davis. Set to the right. Here's the hit. Knight taps a back row. Brannon there. Back set right side. There's Seamson. Nice dig. Going to be tipped off the net. And Mitchell will get the double hit on Huron. Mitchell will get the win. And Mitchell goes up two sets to one. 25-23. They get the win here in set three. Mitchell now up two sets to one. Community campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
For an easier way to get supplement to your calves, check out Liquid Supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Hofer and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back at the Huron Arena, I'm Jeff Duffy. That Huron Community Campus timeout. Remember, they offer $40 credit hours for in-person classes, the best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Huron, after controlling the first set, boy, Mitchell has just come in with a game plan, and they have just had Huron off balance. Huron winning the first set 25-8. Mitchell the next two now, 25-13, 25-23. So we had to set four in Huron. Got to have some urgency here now. You got to get it to a fifth set, so you can't win. You can't win the fifth set until you win the fourth set, so Huron's got to go to work here and get back to what was working in the first set when they just dominated things. Actually, that last set, that third set, that was the first one that was even close. Mitchell will have the serve as we begin our fourth set. Serving is Solik, serve received Knight. Here's the back set, back to Knight, her hit up the middle, and Mitchell can't get the dig. Here on up 1-0. Addie Knight with 9 kills. Now she'll step back and serve for the Tigers. Knight will deliver, back row, serve receive Brannon. Here's the set to the left, the hit. Tigers get a block on it, dug off the net, and then hit into the net by Solik. And Huron up 2-0 here in set four. Knight to serve again. Huron just needs to get some momentum and sustain it. Serve to the corner, serve, receive, Van Overschild. Set in the middle, the hit by Hetland, and that is out as it hit the foot of the line judge. Hitting error, and while Huron was, it was close, but it hit the foot, so she's out. And Huron wasn't going to make a play on it anyway. 3-0 Huron, Knight serving. Knight back row, Brannon on serve, receive. Solik sets to the left. The hit by Seamson, nice dig by Hines, set for Davis. Her hit down the line goes long. Air gives a point to Mitchell, it's 3-1 Huron. Tally will serve for the Mitchell Colonels. Serve to the corner, there is Davis. Set in the middle, make more death, her hit, blocked back, nope, four-hit attack, was not blocked. And Mitchell gets two back, it's 3-2 Huron in set four. I think Lean is saying Coach Lean is questioning, he thought we got a block on it. They say no, and Mitchell serves. Serve received Davis. Gergen will set back to Alley. Davis with the tip up the middle. Brannon covers some ground, gets there. From the middle, Hetland either blocked or in the net. I can't tell for sure. Point Huron either way. 4-2. See if they give Huron a block. They do. Meg Moradeth picks up her 9th kill. 4-2 lead Huron. And Haley Rogers, serving specialist in. I believe it's the first time she served that I can remember. Been her normal position this year. Rogers puts it back row, serve receive Mitchell, and oh, they just can't get it going the right way. It was serve received by Van Overschild, but it kind of went to the right and nobody else could make a play. And 5-2, Huron goes up by 3. Rogers again with the serve. Serve receive Brannon. Tally will set to the left. Van Overschild up the middle, dug out by Rogers, kept alive by Knight. Going to be a free ball by Gergen. Mitchell on the attack. Set, here's the hit by Seamson through the block, and Huron can't recover for the dig. 5-3, Mitchell within 2. Seamson now with 11 kills. That leads everybody on the floor. Mitchell serving, down 2 in set 4. Brannon, serve received Davis. Set in the middle, Carr with the hit into the net. 5-4, Mitchell within 1. Huron just getting a lot of errors again. They just couldn't bottle up what they did in the first set and carry it over. Serve received Knight. Back set, here's the hit. Dreyer down the line, and that drops right in front of Tally. Boy, guys got to get Dreyer, got to get Meg Moradeth a little more involved. Dreyer with the kill. Now she comes off her 6th kill as Maddie Juergens in to serve and play back row for Huron. Serve Juergens the corner. Brandon goes down to get it. Solik back sets. Seamson right side. Blocked by Davis. Allie Davis with the block kill at 7-4 Huron. Davis, her fifth kill of the night. And Juergens serving again for the Huron Tigers. Floater back row. Tally is there. Solik sets. The hit, and that goes wide left. Hitting air by Miller. 8-4. Huron stretches the lead back to 4. I guess that's the biggest lead Huron's had. Juergens again dribbles and serves. Short serve, too short, into the net. Service error. Mitchell gets one back. It's 8-5. Haven't counted up the Huron service errors. Mitchell serving. Serve receive Hines. Set in the middle. Two-hand tip. Blocked back. Huron gets control again. Quick set across by Juergens. Mitchell covers it. Back set. Right side hit. Down the middle. Dug out by Hines. Set to the left. The hit by Davis. And that eats up Tally in the back row. Allie Davis delivers another kill. And it's 9-5 Huron. Allie Davis steps back to serve for Huron. Knight in the front row. Brandon down on serve receive. Set across, left side, and oh, Knight kind of had a backhand dig on it, but just couldn't get control of it. And that cross-court hit will be a kill for Audrey Miller. She has 9. 9-6, Huron's lead here in set 4. Again, Mitchell up 2-1. Emma Haig to serve for the Mitchell Colonels. She'll play back row as well. Serve received Davis, set for Carr, right side, cross court. Dug out by Seamson, bumped ahead. Hit from the middle, back row. Juergens struggles with it. Juergens chases it down, good play. Davis will get it across. Seamson with the set from the middle, and Hetland jumped a little early, but did get it across. Here's Knight with the tip, and block back. Huron cannot save it. Block kill up front by Mitchell. That was Ivory Fenske, her first kill of the night. Mitchell within 2, 9-7 in set number 4. Haig on the serve. Serve received Davis. Back set across by Juergens. Mitchell can set it up. Left side Tally down the line. Nice play by Hines. Tipped back over on the overpass, though, by Miller. And it's a one-point score, 9-8 Huron. Mitchell, their size is just giving Huron struggles here tonight. Serve down to get it is Hilton Hines. Set to the middle, the tip by Knight, back row. Mitchell Brandon will set it up for Tally, right side. Gets it through the block. We're tied at 9. 4-0 run by Mitchell to tie it at 9. Nia Tally with 6 kills. Tied at 9, Mitchell looking for their first lead here in set 4. Haig serving. Davis from the back row. Set to the left. Here's the tip in the back row by Knight. Mitchell digs it out. Tally on the left side into the net. Air, and Huron goes back up 10-9. Had it set where they wanted. Tally just didn't get enough elevation there and put it into the net. 10-9 Huron, making more a death into the front row for Huron. Carr is out. Hines is serving. Hines floats it off the top of the net. Nice play by Brandon, and Mitchell will get it across. Mitchell making the hustle plays. Free ball by Davis. Set to the left. Back row dug out nicely by Hines. Set in the middle, making more death. Rips it down. Again, gets Sam more involved in the offense. She was swinging hard in the first set, but we haven't given her a lot of chances. She has 10 kills now, but 5 of those came in the first set. 11-9 Huron. Hilton Hines. Back row serve receive Brandon. Seamson has to come out and get it. Just going to be a free ball by Tally to Hines. From the net, Juergens. Back sets make more death. Right side down the line and shanked by Haig. Haig tried to pull back and might have went out otherwise. Another kill for Samantha Magmoradeth, 12-9. Huron Tigers, 3-0 run by Huron. Hines serving. Down to get it, Haig. Back set, right side hit. Tigers a block off the top of the net. Nobody went after it. A nice block by Meg Mordeff that hit the top of the net, came back on Huron's side, and nobody was able to make a recovery. Ends up being a kill for Audrey Miller. I have her for 11. 12-10, Mitchell back within two. New server in for Mitchell. Well, I guess she was in once, and she gets an ace as Davis can't come up with the serve received. Jada Stoon, she did serve once in the first set. Don't remember her since, but she gets an ace there. And 12-11, Mitchell a chance to tie it again. Stoons again with the serve. Hines plays it, bumped ahead by Gergen, and odd angle, and they do get it across. Good play by Knight. Mitchell has tally to the corner, finds the corner. We're tied at 12. Well, Huron just not covering that those back corners. Mitchell has been going there time and time again. Seven kills for tally as we're tied at 12. Floater back row, Davis. Set in the middle, Meg Mordeff drops it in the middle, answers for Huron. Tigers go back up 13-12, a dozen kills for Samantha Meg Mordeff. Dreyer in, Juergens out for Huron, and Jency Gergen to serve for Huron. 13-12 in set four, Mitchell up 2-1. Gergen serving. Haig over to get it, bumped ahead by Seamson. Tally on the left side. Pass ahead, Hines. Here's Knight off that left side to the corner. Nobody home. That time, Knight attacks the corner for the Huron Tigers. Cross court. Knight with the kill. She's got 10. 14-12. Huron ekes back up by two. Gergen serving. Handled by Haig. Set up the middle this time. Hetlin over the block. Dug out by Gergen. Pass ahead, Dreyer right side through the block. Haig, a nice dig. Bumped ahead, tally off the left side, drops it in the middle. Back set, here's Dreyer again with the tip, but Brannon right there. Back set right side, they hit cross court. Dug out, Hines saves it, and Knight will free ball it across to Brannon. Seamson with the set, here's the hit by Hetland through the block. When Mitchell can set it up, Huron has really struggled on the block with Hetland and also with Miller. Mitchell back within one, 14-13. Hetland with nine kills. Serving is Kenna Solik, so she'll take over setting with Seamson now hitting for Mitchell. Serve received Knight. Bumped ahead by Gergen. Knight just going to have to slap it across. Mitchell digs it out. Set. Tally just going to have to bump it to Hines. Gergen will set. Back set, and Dreyer jumped too early but did tip it across. Here's the tip back by Hetland. Ricochets through the block. Hetland took something off it, and we're tied at 14. And Hetland took something off it. Huron got a block on it. Then it just ricocheted between a couple of girls. Tied at 14. Again, Mitchell a chance to get their first lead here in the set. Solik serving. Shanked in the back row on serve received by Knight. And first time in this set, Mitchell has a lead, 15-14. And Huron going to take a timeout. Mitchell up 2-1, up 15-14 in set four. Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Some work to do for the Huron Tigers as they use that Huron Community Campus timeout to regroup. Mitchell up, leading for the first time in set 4-15-14. Boy, Mitchell is just the old hitting them where they ain't. They're just seeing the floor. They're finding the open spots, hitting it hard, hitting it soft, and Huron just struggling to cover the floor. Off the timeout, Solik serving, and that will all go off the antenna. Service error ties it at 15. First service error this set on Mitchell. They have eight total for the evening. Addie Knight serving for Huron. Floats it back row. Brandon is there. Solik will set to the left. The hit by Hetland, and that comes off of Knight cross court. And Mitchell back up 16-15. They're moving Hetland around. Again, she's a sophomore, 6'2". Had her in the middle for most of the first two sets, but now had her over to the left pin there, and they're really starting to move her around. Serve is tally. Here's the back set. Dreyer off the right pin, and that eats up Brandon in the back row. Dreyer with the answer for Huron. We're tied at 16. Aurora Dreyer, her seventh kill. Meg Moradeth goes off, and so does Hines. Haley Rogers, serving specialist in for Huron, tied at 16. Set four. Huron needs this one. And the serve drops in for the ace. Van Overshield let it go. And it dropped right in the corner. Ace for Rogers, 17-16 Huron. Rogers again bounces the serve. And again, another ace as Brandon went right. Van Overshield went left, and nobody made a play on the ball. Back-to-back aces, Haley Rogers, here on up 18-16. And Huron needs this one, down two sets to one. And Rogers prepares to serve once again. Rogers slaps it back row, Van Overshield, overpass, and that will stay into the net. Oh, no, they call over the net on Huron. They call an over the net on Carr, and I don't know that she ever actually touched it. I didn't think she actually touched it. It hit the net. They got to talk about this one. It did not look to me like Chloe Carr hit that. They called her for over the net. She did reach up, but I didn't think she touched the ball. Officials are having a conversation, the R1 and R2. Right now it's 18-17, and what are we going to do? Is it here on point? Nobody's made a signal yet. What are we doing? It's going to be Mitchell Point, 18-17. Okay. I think Mitchell got a break there. Have Huron fight through some adversity now with Brandon serving for Huron. Now, I couldn't tell if Carr touched it, but it looked to me like it hit the net. Serve received to Davis. Back set. Dreyer right side down the line. Dug out by Tally. Set over to the left. There's the tip Van Overshield. Tigers get the dig. Pass ahead. Davis right side up the middle through the block. Tally digs again. Back set right side. Simpson cross court. That's been open for Mitchell all night. We're tied at 18 on the kill by Addie Simpson. She has a dozen. And Mitchell now ties it and a chance to take the lead. Brandon serving. Serve received a Knight. Back set. Dreyer right side just pops it in the middle, and again, miscommunication. Brandon ducked and thought that Tally was going to take it, and neither one did. 19-18, Huron goes up by one. Dreyer picks up her eighth kill. Juergens in to serve and play back row for Huron. Serve received, Tally from the back row, back set. Right side Simpson up the middle, Juergens goes down to get it. Gergen free balls it across. Mitchell keeps it alive. Brandon will free ball it. Gergen with the tip across. Tipped right back by Simpson. Tigers get control. Davis left side up the middle. Mitchell with the dig. Set to Van Overshield. She'll tip it back row right to Hines. Set for Davis. Her hit blocked. Davis saves it. Tipped back by Carr. And it's on the Mitchell side of the net. A free ball by Simpson. Cross court right to Juergens. Set in the middle. There's Carr. Drills it to the corner. That time Huron set it up. Chloe Carr with a big kill. Huron up 20-18. Carr picks up her sixth kill. Juergens serving. We're in set four. Mitchell up 2-1. Serve receive Brannon. Back set right side. Free ball to cross by Seamson. Bumped by Hines. Left side. They hit by Davis up the middle. Was there a touch? Yes, there was. Touch by Mitchell on the block. Davis will get the kill. It's 21-18. It was out, but there was a touch on the block by Mitchell, and Coach Thill wants a timeout. Here on up 21-18 in set four, trying to force a fifth set. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer $40 credit hours for in-person classes, the best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Each team has used a timeout. Huron has opened up a three-point lead here at 21-18. And Maddie Juergens serving for Huron. Juergens floats it back row. Tally is there. Solik will set from the middle. The hit blocked by Carr, punched back by Juergens. Mitchell will back set it right side. Seamson drops it right by Hines for the kill, and Mitchell gets one back. It's 21-19. 13 kills for Addie Seamson. Now Seamson will serve, so she'll take over setting duties. 21-19. Serve receive, back row, set. Here's the hit, left side. Davis just pops it back row. Mitchell with the set, Van Overshield right side. Hines handles it from the back row. Bumped ahead. Here's the hit by Davis. Powers it through the block. Allie Davis gets Huron back up by three, 22-19. Eight kills for Allie Davis, four in this set. Davis now steps back to serve for Huron. Leading 22-19 in set four. Floater, back row, Brannon down to get it. Set across, left side, Miller goes way long. And Huron up 23-19, and Thill looks like she wants to take her second time out. Huron 2 points away from sending us to a fifth set. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
9 o'clock KIJV, AM FM Huron. What else is new? We're playing late into the night with Huron Tiger Volleyball. Late start with lower levels going three in a senior night. Senior night actually didn't take that long. About half the time Pier did last week. So Mitchell out of timeouts. Huron trying to push us to a fifth set. Allie Davis serving with a four-point lead. Serve, receive. Couple girls come together. Seamson will set it. Backline attack. Tally handled by Juergens in the back row. Set in the middle. The tip by Carr. Reaching out Van Overshield. Brannon going to be a free ball by Seamson. Set by Juergens. Here's Carr again. Block back. Tigers keep it alive. Free balled by Hines to the corner. Set to the right. That's Miller. Tigers dig it out with Hines. Set for Knight. We'll push it to the back row. Brannon there. Mitchell sets it to left. Van Overshield, her hit blocked. Nice dig by Hines. Kept alive. Here's Knight with the hit back row. Brannon is there. Mitchell back line and Tally just going to have to free ball it right to Juergens. Back set. Here's Carr. Pops it back row. Drops it in front of Tally. Carr with the big kill. And Huron at set point. 24-19, kill number seven for Chloe Carr. 24-19, set point here on 1 point away from taking us to the fifth set. Davis serves, a little knuckleball handled, though, by Van Overschild. Free ball, and it's out. Simpson tried that cross-court shot. That time went long, and we'll go five here on win set four, 25-19. Community campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor cleaning for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. While they own and operate, visit them at 201 Market Street East, or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, remember they offer $40 credit hours for in-person classes, the best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Harrisburg, number one, defeated number two, O'Gorman. Straight sets, 25-18, 23, and 15. Harrisburg still undefeated. Roosevelt defeated Lincoln in four, 25-21, 23-25, 25-22, 25-19. Yankton, a sweep of T area, 25-14, 19, and 15. Watertown, a sweep of Aberdeen, 25-16, 15, and 16. Brookings swept Pier, 25-22, 14, and 18. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So we head to set five. It's basically volleyball overtime. You play to 15, win by two. In our set scores, Huron took the first set, 25-8. Mitchell the second, 25-13. Then 25-23 Mitchell, 25-19 Huron. As Huron had a 7-1 run to end that fourth set to force the fifth. Mitchell has the serve here to begin the fifth set. Serving is Kenna Solik, so three rotations in the front row for Simpson. Solik, back row, handled by Hines. Set to make more death, right side, punches it back row, played by Van Overschild. Right side, Simpson, cross court, that time Gergen was ready. Pass ahead, Dreyer off that right pin, block back, and Huron off the net, keeps it alive, tipped across by Knight. Mitchell will set to the left side, Tally through the block. Dug out again by Huron, pass ahead, Knight up the middle, and Brannon plays that one. Tally on the right side, into the net, long volley there, and Tally just got a little deep there off the left side and was trying to get it inside the antenna. Ended up going into the net, 1-0 Huron. Addy Knight serving for the Tigers. Knight floats it back row. Brannon handles it. Solik will set. In the middle, they hit by Hetland. Blocked by Meg Moradeff. 2-0 Huron. Samantha Meg Mordeth with 13 kills. She's had a big night for Huron. Basically, when we've been getting the ball to her, good things have happened tonight. 2-0 here in set five. Knight serving. Brannon, little shank there, and Solik can't chase it down. 3-0. Huron on the ace by Addie Knight. Her first ace of the night. Serve by Knight again to the corner this time. Van Overshield there. Quick set across. And tip back by Meg Mordeth, I think. Or was it Dreyer? Hit it over on the first hit, but I couldn't tell if she hit it by herself or if Meg Mordeth got a piece of it. I'm going to say it's going to go to Dreyer, her ninth kill. Serve, and Van Overshield a little tied up. Gets control of it. Free balled by Solik. Here's the bump. Second hit attack by Meg Mordeth, dug out by Mitchell. Right side, Seamson into the net, and Huron up 5-0 in set four or set five, and Mitchell going to burn a timeout here. Huron the early momentum in set five up 5-0. Community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tire Sports.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Huron Community Campus timeout. They offer courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Good run here to start the fifth set for Huron, leading 5-0. Can he keep the momentum going? Early timeout by Deb Thiel and Mitchell as Addie Knight will serve again for the Huron Tigers. Knight. Back row goes long. Brannon did a little limbo there, but it was out by a couple of feet. Service error gets Mitchell on the board. It's 5-1. The tally serving for Mitchell. Serve received to Hines. Back set Dreyer off that right pin. Block. Dug off the net by Seamson. Third hit. Mitchell will free ball. There's Hines. Gergen with the back set. Here's Dreyer again. The timing was perfect between Gergen and Dreyer. Ripped it down the middle, 6-1 Huron. Dreyer has 10 kills. Meg Mordeth off, as is Hines. Haley Rogers, serving specialist on for Huron. The one rotation, Huron will play without the libero, leading 6-1 in set five. Serve back row, and it ties up the back row again. Brannon and Van Overshield both hesitated, and it dropped right between them. Ace for Rogers. That's her third ace, and Huron up 7-1 in set five. And Rogers gets called for delay of game. She didn't get the serve off in 5 seconds, and Mitchell gets a point at 7-2. You don't see that very often. That's the second time I've seen it this year. So Rogers gets called for delay a game. You have 5 seconds to serve it. Serve across by Mitchell. Back set, Dreyer again, right side, up the middle, nobody home, 8-2. Here on Aurora Dreyer with 11 kills. Now she comes off. Juergens in for Huron with an 8-2 lead, serving for the Tigers. Carr back on the floor for Huron. Shorts floating serve. Mitchell gets to it. Solik back sets. Here comes Seamson, and that will eat up Knight in the back row. Kill for Seamson. It's 8-3. But that also takes Seamson out of the front row. She'll step back to serve and take over setting duties. She's got 14 kills. 8-3 here on leading in set five. Serve received Juergens. Bumped by Gergen. Davis off that left pin. Blocked. Nice dig by Tally. Set to the left. Van Overshield. Cross court. Knight handles it. Quick set across Gergen. Mitchell there. Brannon bumps it. Right side Van Overshield. Back row. Knight is there. Short set. Here's the tip by Carr right in front of Brandon. Carr went up and then just looked. Saw she had an open spot on the front row. 9-3 here on Carr with 8 kills. Again, when the ball distributions went to everybody, that's when Hurons played their best. Davis serving. Serve receive handled by Van Overschild. Set across left side. And Miller drops it up the middle for a kill. That's a dozen for Audrey Miller. Mitchell has it to 9-4. Mitchell has the serve back now with Van Overschild. Van Overschild sends it across to Juergens, tipped across by Carr. Nice dig by Van Overschild, freeballed by Mitchell. Durgan from the net, the back set. Here comes Carr, down to the corner. Nobody home. Now Huron hitting the corners like Mitchell has so much. Carr with a big kill. Huron up 10-4, 9 kills for Chloe Carr. She comes off the floor, Meg Moradeth back in for Huron. Hines serving to the corner. Little knuckleball overpass. Huron can set it up. Bump to the left. Knight inside the pin. Cross court. Nice play by Brandon. Kept alive by Seamson. Will be tipped across by Talley. Free ball across by Hines. Mitchell scoots over to get it to the left. Here comes Talley again. To the corner. It goes long. 11-4 here on Mitchell. They're going to burn their second timeout here. Thill, yep, they will take it. Mitchell timeout here on Leeds 11-4 and set 5. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
For free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Community Campus Timeout. They offer courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Huron up 11-4 in set 5. Mitchell has now used both timeouts. And Hilton Hines to serve off the timeout for the Huron Tigers. Hines lets it fly to the corner. Talley there, bumped right back to her. Talley, left side with the tip. Juergens with the dig. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth through the block. Dug out nicely by Mitchell. Going to be a free ball by Seamson. Pass ahead, Hines. Here comes Knight from the middle, back row. Shank by Van Overschild. And Mitchell can't get to it. Here on up 12-4. Addie Knight with the kill. She's got 11. Again, good balance on the attacks tonight for Huron. And Huron up 12-4, 3 points away. Hines to the corner. Oh, just off the top of the net. Did get across. Mitchell scrambling. They will free ball it to the corner and nobody home. Free ball to the corner by Charlie Collins. And again, he had Juergens and Hines kind of looking at each other. 12-5. Mitchell gets one back. Jada Stoons to serve for Mitchell as the Colonels need a rally. Off the top of the net, Hines stays with it. Quick set across, Mitchell gets control, back set right side. The hit goes long, hitting air by Collins. And here on 2 points away at 13-5, Dreyer will come into the match for Huron as Juergens leaves. And Huron just needs to come up with 2 points. Juergens serving at 13-5 in set 5. To the corner, down to get it, Brannon. Set the tip in the middle, and it's out. Little tip there by Mitchell and Kenzie Hetland, and we're at match point here on Tigers. 14-5, Jency Juergens with the serve. Juergens sends it back row. Van Overschild stays with it. Just going to be a free ball by Brannon. Dig by Meg Moradeth, set back to her. Meg Moradeth powers it through the block for the kill, and the Huron Tigers survive in 5 on the Meg Moradeth kill. Huron wins it in 5, 25-8, 13-25, 23-25, 25-19, 15-5. Huron improves to 8-12 on the season. Mitchell drops to 3-18. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes and come back with the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant seed screening, LASIK consultation, ocular disease service, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Yes, back here at the Huron Arena, the Huron Tigers survive in 5, defeat the Mitchell Colonels here to move to 8-12 on the season. Of course, just 2 matches left in the season now. We have another week off from a volleyball the next Tuesday. Huron closes out their home schedule, but not here at the arena. That'll be at the Huron Middle School next Tuesday, of course, November 5th, general election. And the arena used as the polling place in Huron, so Huron will play in the Huron Middle School to host O'Gorman next Tuesday and then wrap up the regular season week from Thursday at Brandon Valley. And Huron pretty much assured they're going on the road for the SODAC 16, but still a few things to get ironed out there. But, well, we still have some volleyball matches left to play before we see where Huron winds up. But, again, Huron will be on the road. My guess is somewhere in the Sioux Falls area, and I'll just leave it at that. Still working on the stats. Coach Lean will come up and talk about this one. We will pick our Sun Gold Sports player of the game as well. Right now, this Huron Community Campus timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that costs $1 billion, respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue in the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show here on Tigers. Do win it in five, although he had the rally by winning the last two sets, but controlled the fifth set 15-5 and go on to the victory here tonight. Let's run down the stats that I have. Mitchell now 3-18 on the season. For the Colonels, Ken Asolik had three aces. Charlie Collins, a pair of kills. Seven kills for Nia Talley, the seventh grader. 12 kills, one ace, Audrey Miller. 11 kills for Kenzie Hetland. 14 kills, Addie Seamson. One kill for Ivory Finsky. Lauren Van Overschild had 6 kills and one ace for Jada Stoons. For Huron, now 8-12 on the season. Jency Gergen had 2 kills, one ace. 14 kills, Samantha Meg Moradeth. 9 kills for Chloe Carr. Hilton Hines, Maddie Jurgens each had an ace. 11 kills, Aurora Dreyer. 11 kills, 1 ace, Addie Knight. 8 kills, 3 aces, Allie Davis. 3 aces for Haley Rogers and an ace for Madeline Grace. Thing that sticks out there more than anything, for my stats at least, 5 girls between 8 and 14 kills. So the ball was distributed around that when the offense was working, everybody was getting their chances. Everybody was contributing with the kills and such. So, that from that standpoint, you like the way the girls worked it around and got it to the hot hand when things weren't going as well in the second and third set. You saw Mitchell setting it up, getting their attacks to keep Huron off balance, and that's how they rallied to have that 2-1 lead at one point. So, but really, you go back to the end of the fourth set, Huron outscored Mitchell 7-1 to end the fourth set, then win 15-5 the fifth set. So really, once Huron got that sprint going at the end of the fourth set, able to carry over the momentum to the fifth set and just never let Mitchell get into it. Huron got up 5-0 and then just went on from there and took the win here by a score of 15-5. Again, one more home match, but we will be in the middle school. I'm going to have to see where to set up and what my hookups are going to be and that sort of thing. Been a while since we've done a game in the middle school gym, and we've never done one here with our new system here. So I'm going to have to do a little research to see what might work best, because we would like to have the stream to go along with the play-by-play from the middle school next Tuesday. But just keep that in mind again. The Tiger Volleyball will be at the middle school. Same schedule as you would have at the arena. JV at 4:30, followed by sophomore, and then the varsity at 7 with second-ranked O'Gorman. O'Gorman lost their match last night. Volleyball is pretty much off here for the rest of the week. In fact, Class A and Class B teams, they're finishing up their regular seasons tonight. They're in region play starting next week. And, of course, on Thursday, we'll have the football playoffs here on Tigers. We'll go to Watertown for a quarterfinal game in the 11AA playoffs. That'll be a 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock with the kickoff. And that will be a Thursday night here on Tiger.
Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, TJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. L.Y. Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We continue on the Huron Community Campus timeout here and get set to talk to Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Gary Zell, Auto Glass postgame continues. And, Coach, wasn't easy at times, wasn't pretty at times, but the three sets we won, I felt we took control when we needed to, the whole first set, the end of the fourth, and all of the fifth. When we were in sync, in system, as it were, we were pretty good tonight.
Yeah, we were. And, you know, I mean, in system, big deal, right? Our hitters have better hitting efficiencies. We're more confident in our serving. We're more confident in our passing. And all of those things put together just simply means that that we are going to play, well, any volleyball team is going to play a higher quality game. And so we were, I just checked stats in set two, which is the set we really kind of self-destructed. And you know, when you hit negative, which obviously means you make more hitting errors than you actually get kills, when you hit negative and you pass 1.6, which really means very few volleyballs are going from your serve receive toward your setter, when you do those two things, you're going to have trouble being competitive in any set, right? And I think it was a 12-point loss in set two. Turned things around a little bit in set three, but really the key for us was early effort, right? So in the first 7 points of the match, we really could tell kind of how the tempo or the how that was going to feel moving forward. And you know, the sets we were winning, we jumped early with our serving and with our hitting. And obviously that's what allowed us to maintain a positive side of the scoreboard throughout that particular set. We just got really fortunate in set five, kind of cracked the code in set four where we asked Rory or Aurora Dreyer to kind of come alive and give her a lot more chances because their outside hitters really struggled against her because they were undersized and Rory did a good job of responding. So we got her the ball early. She got us the 6-point lead or 6-1, whatever it happened to be before she came out. And that really made a difference in the sets we were able to win.
Well, I thought we really set it up at the end of set four because that was one obviously we needed to get to set five. We outscored them 7-1 to end set four, and then just it as we saw from set one to two, you can't always carry that momentum over for some reason. But we just took control there, as you said, won the race to five, won the race to 10, won the race to 15 handily to get the win.
Yeah, and so you know it's hard to put all that pressure on your hitters and. And that's tough. And the reason I say that really is because go back to those sets and look at our first swing. The first swing in those sets for on our side of the net was either a kill or it was an error. And I think that would be an indicator on whether we won or lost those sets. So momentum is that easy to lose in the middle of volleyball matches. And we talk about it all the time, you know, momentum on our side. And I thought we had some kids do a good job coming in off the bench. Paige came in to give Allie Davis an opportunity to get some water early. Allie did a nice job after she came off the bench, offensively to get her light back to green because she made a handful of errors early and she really bounced back and got her hitting percentage back up to positive. And really, actually, if I talk about her blocking, she was finally able to line up, appropriately on those back sets on the lefty and was able to kind of shut down some shots we weren't being successful on earlier in the match. And so Allie did a nice job when Paige gave her a break. Addie was having foot problems as far as some tape and an ankle brace. And so she came off early in the match. Kirsten did a good job coming in. I thought in set one, Madeline Grace came in, served tough early. Probably not on the scouting report at this point for anybody, but I thought she did a really nice job. She's got a nice short serve, and we knew early in the match Mitchell would struggle to move forward on serve receive. And the hunch was right because Madeline came in and did a really nice job. And then once we got them all sucked in close to the net, then, of course, we bring Haley Rogers back in with the bullet to the back line and really messes up their serve receive. So, you know, again, it's cliche in volleyball. It's the serve and pass game, right? So if you look at our stats, when we win the serve and pass game, the sets are ours. And when we don't win the serve and pass game, the sets aren't ours. So I thought we did a nice job weathering a bunch of storms today, and maybe even storms we didn't feel like we were going to be in, to be honest with you. When you look at the scouting report, I felt like we were going to have a couple set ones, you know, 25-8. Maybe we'd get out of here. Credit to Mitchell. They got some young kids and battled hard.
Well, Mitchell Huron takes a little away from a scouting report.
I know, I know. And as much as we want to fight that, right, yeah, we just can't. It just is what it is. And so our kids did a nice job reacting, to be honest. So I was really proud of the way, you know, Sam, both of our middles hit very well today. I think Chloe hit 300. Sam was knocking on the door of 500, which means 50% of the time she swung, she scored, which is humongous. Very few errors. I think it was 11 kills, one error on my stat sheet. And so she really did a good job when we were able to stay in system and get her the ball. Of course, that opens up everybody else. So Sam did a really nice job keeping her offense rolling when we really needed big points tonight.
And Samantha Mangmore-Death is our Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game for tonight. Now, just like last week at this time, a hard-fought match, but now you have another week off. But at this point, everybody's fine-tuning. They're, you know, next week is postseason for Class A and B. For Double A, you have one more week, so two matches there in the middle school again against O'Gorman next Tuesday, then on the road to Brandon Valley to wrap things up. So but at this time, you're fine-tuning. You want to be where you can. We know we're on the road for the SODAC. You just want to be playing your best and get your best possible matchup as well.
We absolutely do. And you know, for us, it'll be just being ready to play hard. And I'll tell you tonight, you know, I would be upset at myself if I just didn't mention that, you know, our seniors, we've got eight of them, and I talked to them alone in the locker room, or them as a group of seniors in the locker room before tonight. And we just talked about how special it is to play in the arena and how, you know, how big of a deal it is, and to send them off with a win, as easy or hard as it was, they got their last match in this building as a victory. They have no idea really how lucky they are to have this kind of facility to practice and play in every day. And our underclassmen did a good job of keeping the match alive so that our seniors could really get in the air and win it. So I'm really proud of the eight seniors, whether they got, you know, a bunch of playing time, almost no playing time throughout this season. They're a big part of our culture, and we were able to recognize them tonight and send them off with their final home event as volleyball players in the arena and a victory. So that's a big deal.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers pull it out in five. We'll take a final community campus timeout of 2 minutes and wrap it up here from the arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery.